You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamiko. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I just got off the phone. I don't know without talking to you, but I had to get my policy number.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Could you verify your name?
Darren Walker.
Okay. Be just a second. All right, Miss Noon. Miss Shindetta raised me up. Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Yeah. 794-240-03431.
It says 794-240-03431. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And it'll be just a second while I look at your policy. Sir, is there a dash in there anywhere?
No. This number she just gave me.
Who did you call and they gave you that number?
Young in America, my insurance company.
Okay. Okay, let me make sure I got what you have again. That's 794-240-3431. Is that correct?
794-240-3431.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second, sir. Okay. 00 00. That's 2 0s. 3 4.
Yeah.
3 1. There we go. All right. Yes, sir. Could you please verify the address that's on your policy?
5333 Millwood Road.
The rest of the address?
Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Yes, sir. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
2004, 4F150.
Yes, sir. And what color is your vehicle?
Red.
Red. Okay. Yes, sir. What's going on with the vehicle?
I just locked my keys inside the car.
Oh, no. All right, sir. You need someone to come and unlock it for you.
Yes.
Yes, sir. All right, sir. Let's see, need you lock out. Okay, I have a few questions that I have to ask you. Okay, are the keys in the passenger compartment?
No, they're inside there.
Okay, here we go again, sir. Are the keys in the trunk?
Yeah.
Are the keys broken?
No, ma'am.
Does the vehicle have power locks?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see. Yes, sir. Who's going to be with the vehicle once they come to unlock it?
You can just call me, or you can just leave them in the glove department.
Is the car going to be on? Well, the car is going to be unlocked then. Which one would you like?
Ma'am?
Which one would you like them to do?
unlock the car.
Mm-hmm. You know, you put it in the glove compartment?
Yeah, you can just put it in the glove compartment.
Okay. Okay, he said.
Yeah, I got the location where I'm at.
No, sir. Just one second. Just want to make sure I put that in your notes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. Okay. Okay. CX wanted lockout service to leave his keys in the glove compartment. Okay. Put these in there for the notes. All right, and you're not going to be there. You have to agree to a liability waiver, which states that the you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended, and waive all liability. Do you agree? Because it's for the people that's coming to help you. They are not liable for anything that happens to your car once they before they get there and once they leave the keys in the glove compartment.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. Where is the vehicle located? I'm ready.
Is it Cook's Food parking lot?
Cook's Food.
On the D-Bone side.
What side was that?
The D-Bone side.
You said D-Bone?
Yes.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
You can just put D/bone. It's a sign. It's gonna be.
Okay. Yes, sir. And let me put that in my notes also. Okay.
If you want to put it parked in the second row, too. Okay. So it's a burn. But they can't miss this big truck.
Okay. Side. All right. D-Bone side. I got you. Let's see. And let me look up this address for you. I'll probably be able to find it myself. Okay, and you spell Cook's Food like this. It's C-O-C-H food.
K-O-C-H.
K-O-C-H, yes, sir. It's 3500 West Boulevard, Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, gotcha. Let's see. All right, sir, I already have you mapped and located, and I'm going to go ahead and get this dispatched out for you. I would like to confirm the phone number that you gave me as a callback phone number, so I probably could be able to get in touch with you if I need, if there's anything that I need to tell you. Let me see.
Okay.
What's the phone number? What's the callback number?
334-513-974.
Yes, sir. Well, all right then. And you are receiving the text messages, and once someone agrees to come out there and help you, they're gonna call you. They're gonna call you probably once they get there, but you're gonna get a text message with their phone number on there in case you have to get in touch with them. And estimated time of arrival. So it's gonna let you know when they will probably, you know, around the time they're gonna be there.
Okay.
So if I don't call you back, that means that everything is already taken care of. Only thing you have to do is just pretty much, you know, just wait on them to come and help you. But if I call you back, then I'm going to need you for more information, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, if I call you back, I'll be talking to you later. If not, then have a good Tuesday.
Great. I have the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.